Pasar hewan di Wuhan, Tiongkok, atau laboratorium di kota yang sama, mana yang menjadi asal-muasal perbakan virus corona? Itulah pertanyaan yang ingin dijawab menurut wakil juru bicara Gedung Putih setelah mengutip pernyataan Presiden Joe Biden.
We have been pretty clear, you know, China has not been transparent. They need to do more. And so that's what we've been, I think, very vocal about this these past several months, and we'll continue to do so.
Respons permintaan Presiden Biden agar intelijen Amerika Serikat meneliti segala kemungkinan ini dalam 90 hari, pemerintah Tiongkok menuding AS bermain politik. Dugaan bahwa virus berasal dari kecelakaan laboratorium tadinya lebih banyak diangkat tokoh dan massa Partai Republik. Tapi klaim-klaim ini tak banyak mendapat respons di luar kalangan konservatif.
It's very difficult for my colleagues to even raise the question as to the origin of the pandemic because they're afraid that by doing so, they will be accused of having anti-Asian racist thoughts or suggesting that a country was responsible.
Tapi sebagian peneliti termasuk David Wellman menilai kemungkinan sekecil apapun tetap harus ditelaah, bukan untuk mencari kesalahan melainkan untuk mencegah kejadian serupa di masa mendatang.
When we talk about the possibility of a lab accident, we are not necessarily talking about anything deliberate. We're not necessarily talking about the engineering of a new virus. This could be as simple as a laboratory seeking to grow viruses from important samples, bat samples, not realizing that one of them contained SARS-CoV-2. The scenario is not necessarily malicious or malevolent.
Sementara itu, teori yang banyak beredar di Tiongkok dan banyak mendapat dukungan dari pejabat setempat maupun pemberitaan dari media lokal adalah bahwa COVID ditularkan lewat daging beku. Implikasinya adalah asal mula COVID adalah dari daging beku yang diimpor dari luar Tiongkok. Tapi peneliti dari Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia WHO sudah menyatakan bahwa kecil kemungkinan bahwa daging beku impor seperti ini menjadi asal-muasal perbakan COVID.
Analis menilai pertanyaan saintifik soal asal-muasal virus memang akhirnya terbayangi oleh perseteruan geopolitik.
When powerful states are interacting with each other, they're doing so trying to gain strategic power. If the United States can damage the reputation of China around the world, that is an active thing that the United States government is trying to do strategically. The same is true for China. And so what we have to do is have to understand that both of these things are happening at the same time.
Analis lain berpendapat datalah yang nanti menentukan teori mana yang lebih kredibel.
Now, are theories possible? All theories are possible. It's possible that we've come from Mars. It's possible the virus came on a meteorite. But then there are probabilities. Probabilities are based on data and numbers. So how probable is one theory over another theory? So, you know, viruses like SARS coronavirus, the original SARS coronavirus, 2003, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, coronavirus, 2012, there's good evidence that they've all evolved in bats, moved into intermediate animal species, and then moved into humans.
Kesimpulan serupa diambil penasihat senior Gedung Putih Dr. Anthony Fauci dalam kesaksian ke Kongres. Meski ia menyatakan para ahli juga mendukung adanya penelitian lebih lanjut, termasuk pada kemungkinan kecelakaan laboratorium. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.